Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Here we go. Boy, I had to cut that off before J. Cole started cussing. Should love be possessive? Should love be possessive? The question really is, how possessive can love be? How possessive can you be? How possessive can she be? And by possession, what I mean is time. How stingy can you be with what your lady wears? Like I said, time, of course, how much time she spends with her girls, how much time she goes to church. can you cut into God's time, okay? Just how possessive is too possessive? When is it a little – now, we know that love can definitely, clearly, obviously, be too possessive. That's why we have words like abuse and words like controlling. But before abusive and controlling behavior ensues, before it reaches that level, is it still possession? Or is it still being possessive? That's all I want to know. I don't think I have an answer for you. I think this would be an episode that I will need my special guest to help me come to a conclusion. Typically, I give my answer off the top of the show, and then we find out what my special guest has to say. That's not going to happen this time. I have two co-hosts, two fellas as a co-host, and I have a female special guest psychologist from Hampton University. She was my psychology instructor, and we're going to have a good time, okay? So listen here. Before we really get started, I just want to say that John is doing better, you guys. John is doing a lot better. Got a long way to go, but John has come a long way. Many of you may not know who I'm talking about, but he's my little brother from the church, one of my little brothers from church, John DeCosta. He got shot on Sunday night, and I've been posting on Facebook for the past 2 or 3 days, asking for prayers and updating everybody on John's health. It's amazing. It's amazing. A lot of our elders always say bullets don't have a name on them, and that's really true, because people who get shot the most, sometimes it seems, are the people who weren't, you know, the target. But John was at the court playing basketball. He got shot. He's doing better. He got shot in the neck. It did hit an artery, but he's doing a lot better. He's sitting up. He's talking. No nerve damage. He got 16 staples in his neck. God is good. And I believe that. So this is our first People's Choice topic. All right. We've got two People's Choice topics. Summer Love is happening right now. We've got 2 weeks left. All right. We just went through our first 3 weeks, and we've got 2 weeks left. This is a topic that you all selected. Okay. This week and next week are the People's Choice topics. And next week is the topic that everyone chose as number one. Most of you can probably guess which topic you voted on more than any other topic. Now, here we go. We're gonna do this. All right. Now, I've got two co-hosts. One of my co-hosts had to fill in for me because we had an emergency. My other co-host had to work. And so I invited him on, and I want to say what's up to my bro, Terenzo. Terenzo's here. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, brother? Appreciate you calling me, thinking about me. Let me fill in, man. For real.
Yeah, bro. Needed that. And the love doctor is on the phone. What's going on, love doctor?
What up, y'all? Ready to talk about possession and love.
Now listen here, it's funny that we're doing this topic, fellas. Marcus is on the bus. For those of you who don't know what's happening in the background, Marcus is on the bus. The love doctor, that's the love doctor, Marcus. is always going somewhere. Okay, he doesn't have a car, but he's always going someplace.
Gotta be on the move. Gotta be on the move.
Yeah, gotta be on the move. You got some wheels. You got some wheels.
Yes,
so,
sir.
The irony in us doing this topic for People's Choice Week, number one, is that most people were confused about this topic, fellas. This was the topic that rendered the most confusion and questions and requests for clarity. Everyone's asking me, what exactly do you mean by possessive? Okay, what do you mean should love be possessive? I don't understand this topic. Yet, we're doing it. People voted on it, all right? It got more votes than any other topic, and this is without me explaining anything about it. Maybe they chose it because they want to figure out what the hell I'm talking about. But one way or another, the question is, can you prohibit certain activity as someone's partner? Why or why not? I do believe that you can't be too passive. You have to prohibit some things. Now, you can't actually prohibit everything. I mean, well, obviously not, but you can't prohibit anything. You know, you can't prohibit is not what you can do. You know, maybe women can prohibit things, but a man can't say, no, this is not, you can't do this,
right.
You know. But we can make suggestions. I mean, when is it too passive and when is it too aggressive when it comes to your requests, okay, about what she wears, about how much time she spends with you? Because there has to be a line on both ends. There has to be a line of being too passive, and there also has to be a line of, okay, you're starting to be controlling. So do you see what I'm saying, Terenzo? And what do you think the answer lies?
Well, you throwing me for a loop on this one. The first thought that's coming to my head is that there's no need to really be possessive with a person that's like taking you into consideration when they make decisions on, like, you know, like how I'm going to dress and all that stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? I'm not one to be like, hey, you shouldn't wear that, but I'm also like, well, if you think it's okay to, you know, walk around here looking like that, which, you know, a lot of females say, you know, and I guess I went straight to talking about how people dress, but that's what I'm thinking about. If, you know, if you think it's okay to be out here, you know, looking any kind of way and presenting yourself in a certain type of way and having everybody looking at you and saying, well, it's not for attention, I just like to dress like this, which I think is a lie when most people say that. But then you're not taking, like, my consideration and our relationship into consideration. So I'm not a possessive person, but I do have, like, standards and what I expect from a woman. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I totally feel you. We all have to have our standards. It's funny you talk about dress and what she's wearing. Because I mean, if she was wearing outfits that showed a lot of skin or something like that, I don't know exactly what we're referring to, but
yeah.
She wouldn't be your girlfriend. She wouldn't be your girlfriend in the first place. Unless
right.
That's the reason you chose her as your girlfriend. But you usually, you know, we take women who show skin, a lot of skin, home if we can, or we hang out with them for the night if we can. But
watch Netflix.
those aren't typically the kind of women that me and Terenzo would choose as a girlfriend.
Right.
So I think what it is that you can't change too much from the woman we chose, right?
Indeed.
If we chose a woman who doesn't do that, then you can't all of a sudden say, okay, this is how I dress now. No, this ain't what I signed up for, baby.
There's an expectation that comes, like, you know, when I chose you, it was because you were who you were. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, you want to be totally totally different. You know what I'm saying? When we first started dating, like, you know, we spend a whole bunch of time together all the time, and you ain't really have a whole bunch of friends that you hung out with. And now it's like every day, every night, like I'm going out with my friends. It's just, you know, like you come into the relationship with some type of expectation, and needless to say, things are going to change over time if you're with somebody for a long time. But, you know, I mean, man, brother, it's confusing. And I'm single, so, you know.
And I'm single, so I don't want to think about it.
love
doctor, what you think?
On this topic about love and possession, I think it's a, like you said, it's a line of both sides. You can't be controlling. You're getting controlling when you start telling a person what to wear and how to wear, and telling them what to say in text messages. At the same time, when you sign up for somebody's heart, you do have a responsibility, so you do have to respect their opinion at the same time. You get what I'm saying? And speaking on marriage, you know, the Bible talks about, because you can't force anybody to do anything because God gave us free will. And speaking of God, one of the disciples said, you know, if you can control your sexual drive, I advise you not to marry. But if you can't, it's better to marry than burn in lust. And you know it's for certain responsibilities when it comes to being husband and wife. It's certain standards. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? But if you don't want to follow those rules, control your sexual desires, and you can do whatever you want to do. You get what I'm saying? You have to follow nobody's rules, and you don't have to respect anybody's standards. And that's my take on love and possession. I mean, what do you think, brother?
I'm sorry, brother. But isn't relationships, like, by nature a possessive thing? Like, you go around and you say, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend. Like, you don't belong to everybody anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You know, yeah.
When you get married, you are husband and wife. You belong to, you know, each other. So, like, I think relationships are inherently, like, possessive things. You know what I'm saying? But
Right.
Yeah.
I was saying if you're not ready to follow those rules, you know, because
yeah.
Husband can be controlling too. I mean, he is the head of the household, but you could push that level past the point. You could take advantage of that, but if you're not ready to follow those standards, then you shouldn't get in a relationship or you shouldn't be married. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why that noise keeps coming in and out, because that's because I keep muting the love doctor because he's on the bus. It's too much noise. But this is a huge gray area that's worth discussing, because it is a possessive thing. You know, you don't say this is the girl who I share a title with, you know, who I'm exclusive to. No, you don't. You say this is my girlfriend,
right.
mine. Like the kids say, no, mine. And especially when we get into trophy wives, and a lot of men don't know it, but they have trophy girlfriends, girls who they want to have always at their hip. Because they like how it looks to have this girlfriend. You know, politicians have trophy wives and trophy girlfriends all the time. You know, they look really nice. They have manners. They're the perfect girl to get you elected. They're the perfect girl to take out to dinner parties and whatnot. But it's like, people who have trophy partners are typically more possessive. And sometimes we don't understand that what we're doing is making trophy partners. And we have to realize that that's what we're doing. We're not being possessive. We're really just trying to make her look the way we want her to look. Like, do you love her, or are you really concerned about everything she does because you're afraid to leave her? I don't, it's a huge gray area that we need our special guest help for. Go ahead. Go ahead, Terenzo.
Okay, I think that, you know what I'm saying, it also it's a lot of different angles that you can hit this subject from. You know what I'm saying? It definitely probably take more than one episode, but it's like there's also like the guys or the girls that are possessive because of insecurities. You know what I'm saying? The people that are possessive because, you know, they've had bad, you know, relationships before and they just want to be able to control everything. And like, I mean, at the end of the day, you don't, person can't be a possession. You know, like, you're a human being. Like, you can't make somebody do something that you don't, that they don't want to do or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? It's so many different angles.
Yeah.
And there's so many different reasons why people are, like, possessive, you know? And I think what it boils down to is just, like, you know, knowing what type of relationship you want to have, knowing what type of person you want to be with, having your expectations that you want, you know what I'm saying, from your significant other, and then, you know, finding that person and working that out and compromising it. And, you know, I'm single.
Yeah, a person definitely cannot be a possession. We don't have slaves, but
yeah.
At the same time, if you didn't dress in these 2-inch booty shorts that covered half your booty when we got together, you can't do it now. And if you didn't eat 5 times a day, 2 plates at a time when we got together, then you can't do it now, or else I'd have the right to say either I'm leaving or we're both going to LA
right.
Fitness.
It's a time and place for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby, if you want to wear those booty shorts, you know, if you like the way they feel, like the way they look, wear them in the house. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Baby, if you want to hang out with your girlfriends on these certain nights, that's cool. Just make sure you make time for your man. You know, it's all, everything
please.
Has to be done. And,
please,
you know,
please,
please,
please wear the booty shorts in the house. Our special guest is a psychologist, psychology instructor at Hampton University. We want to welcome back to the Eric Terrell Show one of my favorite people, Miss Dr. Tamara Williams. What's going on, Dr. Williams?
Hey there, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. For one, about all the testosterone on the show.
We need that in our life. That yin and that yang.
yin and yang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, so how you been? How's teaching these lovely future world movers and shakers at the illustrious Hampton University? Going.
And that is your shameless plug. I'm not mad. Everything is going wonderful, Eric. Everything is amazing. And really what I thought the question you was going to ask me is, how's married life? Because it seems to be the question
that
all your gentlemen seem to be talking from a single perspective. But, you know, marriage
is
a beautiful thing.
That's why you're so important, because you're important today. Because Marcus, the love doctor, Terenzo, and I were young. We're men. You are young, but you're not as young. And you're not...
No, not as young.
A man, okay? And you're not single.
Definitely not a man.
And you're far more qualified... Definitely not a man. And you're far more qualified to speak on this topic than we are. Because you know... It seems like you always know the brain. All right, which means that you know chemistry and you know relationships and you know so many dynamics that exist between two people who sign up for this thing, this love thing,
And I like the way you said that, the sign-up thing, because everything in life is a choice. We all make choices, and it's about being able to live with the consequences of the ones that you do make and understanding what things are deal-breakers and which ones are not, and that in itself is a choice.
Yep. It is. It is a
You're
choice.
Talking about
now,
possession
you,
today. Possession today. And possession by itself is something that can be taken from you if it's a possession. And that is a choice. If somebody can take something from you, you've never had it.
Wow. Yep.
And I think that's the insecurity. And your guests they've actually been right on point, Eric. Your guests, you had some great guests. They've been right on point. I heard the men say that if you were this way when I got with you, then you can't be this way when we get together. I heard you say that over and over about different aspects, and that fits right in line with how people view relationships. See, when women marry men, we marry men for their potential. We see your potential. That's why we push and shove, and we act like we're your mamas. We see you for your potential, but when men marry women, they marry them because they love them right then the way you are. And if you change, it can be a deal breaker. So that's where you get that friction in relationships. Perception and change.
That's it. You can say that about five more times. That's one of the most true things that I've heard about signing up for a relationship. Men sign up for what they see. Women sign up for the potential. Oh man, that's
why there's conflict, because men don't want you to change them. And women want you to change because they want that potential. They married your future, not your present. And that's the difference.
Right. Now, so for a woman, because we've both been hitting it from a man's perspective, this is my girlfriend. You know, so from a woman's perspective, saying that this is my man, this is my husband or fiance or boyfriend, what right does she have to be, quote unquote, possessive? Now we know that he's not a possession because she can lose him.
Well,
what right does
I
she
think...
have to help to make him bring out the potential that she saw in him when she signed up?
Well, people only treat you how you allow them to treat you. And so before you get married, you should share with people your expectations of what it means for you to feel love, what they need to do for you to feel love. For some things that you can compromise on, and some things, if I don't get this, I don't feel love. And that's why people really need to do that pre-work before they just up and get married and not find out who you are once you get married. Now, I'm not saying shacking, because we had that conversation a while ago. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm saying having a conversation and getting to know the person before you marry. Because the thing about it is, people may say my as in possession, so that other people think that they have this thing or they possess this thing. But people who are in real relationships know that relationships are not possessions, that people stay because they choose to stay. It all goes back to that choice. And so women can like to say a lot of things because they have this relationship aggression against other women. They want to say, this is mine, because you're going to try to take what's mine. But that's nothing more than a mentality of scarcity, meaning if you have something, I can't have it. We have to learn how to operate under the abundance mentality, meaning there's enough out there for everyone.
Right, right, yeah, that's true. That's definitely true, because people definitely behave more possessively when they think that they can lose it.
You're gonna bounce.
Yeah,
somebody's
gonna
take
most
you.
Definitely.
If you look too good, if you dress too sexy, somebody's gonna take you. Somebody who's more worthy than I am is gonna see you and be attracted to that. So I don't want you to do that. I want you. There's some men who will actually rather a woman get all chunky and they fatten her up and change her and house her and change her look and make her look all homely because they don't want anybody else to be attracted to her. And then they beat down her self-esteem so she doesn't feel like anybody else is attracted to her. And so she stays in a situation and gets abused mentally and physically. It's crazy.
Right, right, right. So we've definitely entirely covered why. Why the possessive mindset comes into play. Whether they feel like they can lose it, whether they feel like they're gonna lose it, or they just really cherish it. I don't know. So can you prohibit things? Now I do think Terenzo was right when Terenzo also said that a person can't be a possession. And you said the same thing, you know, anything that you can lose, you never really had.
Exactly.
But can you prohibit something? Can you, or do you just have to leave? If it's that serious,
you have to prohibit it. These are the things. These are the things that are deal breakers for me. We're in the, this is a deal, but this contract could be made void if these certain things happen. This is a
right.
deal, but it's that
and
fine
those,
print.
And those
you
things
must read
have to be
fine print.
Those things have to be in the contract up front when you first sign up. They can't They can't be
unwritten. But relationships
are
different like that. They change. Relationships change. It's not the type of contract that can't be altered. We can be best friends right now. Half the people who you used to be cool with in college and y'all had a contract, y'all don't even talk anymore. So they can be altered because relationships can't be held to that type of paper contract. It's bigger than that. It's outside of that. That's why people are so confused, because they don't understand that. It's a choice. And I can choose to change my mind. I may follow this candidate and think he's great until he tells me something crazy like he believes in the Confederate flag. I change my mind. I'm not voting for you. Relationships change.
Okay.
You got to be able to roll with it. And if you have to have that fine print and deal breakers. And that's the thing, when you sign up for a contract at a job, it tells you in anything else that's asked of you. That is that sign in a relationship.
So things can't be just assumed. It has to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Has to be in. Okay, so it has to be when we sign up. When we sign up for this, I have to say, oh yeah, by the way, I don't like booty shorts in public.
No. You have the right to alter that. That's the part of change. The whole thing has to change. So before I was a Christian, certain things might have been okay. I might have been okay with you drinking with your boys and hanging out and doing all kinds of extraness. But now that I'm a Christian, my mindset has changed. So there's certain things I'm not cool with anymore. I'm not going out there. I'm not smoking. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing that stuff anymore. So contracts change. Attitudes change. And you have to be able to roll with the change of the person you're in relationship with. You have to be flexible. You have to, so that you can bend and not be broken. But we each have a hard contract wired in us. We have certain things that says that's not it. So if you grew up with an alcoholic parent, you drinking and becoming an alcoholic, that's a hard line for me. That's not it. We can't be together anymore. If you know, all of a sudden you lose your mother, you lose your mind, and you become abusive because you're angry, that was your only parent. I said I would never let a man beat me. So that's a hard line. It's the end of the contract.
Mm-hmm. And
so either you change it or we bounce.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about
this. But it's a whole different conversation when you get married. When you talk about the difference between a girlfriend, boyfriend, and a husband and wife, invite me back for that show, because those are different rules. So the rules I'm giving you are general rules. But when you get married, it's something like for better or worse, in sickness and health, till death do us part.
Right. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. But, I mean, if there's anything, if there's any changes that can occur, you should know all the potential changes, I mean, right, before
you will never know
getting
them all.
Married.
Just expect everything.
Expect everything. And it doesn't matter.
Expect
it doesn't matter
everything.
How caught off guard
for
you
everything.
Are.
Because you never know what it's going to be. Just thinking that you could think that you would know everything says that you want to control everything.
Because you literally did sign up for this.
Hey,
you signed up.
I said that I know life is going to be rough, but in the rough times, I wouldn't want to be with anybody else but you. That's what marriage is saying. I know we're going to go through some things, but if I must go through some things, I choose to go through them with you.
That's right. That's right. Now, listen here. We've covered all that we can cover as far as the topic. It is closed. Okay. Now, we've got one more people's choice topic next week. What qualifies as cheating? We're gonna have a fantastic time next week.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for their support for John. I have got to ask you, Dr. Williams, is there anything that you want to leave us with as far as relationships is concerned, and beyond, as far as relationships matter towards our happiness, personally, as we close the show. If you have any last words, anything you want to say that you didn't say already, let us have it.
Okay. I wish for everybody out there a happy relationship, because if everybody had a happy relationship, you wouldn't have to worry about enemies, because everybody would be happy. So that's something you definitely want to seek for. And use that mentality of abundance. Know that there's someone out there for you. Don't hate on each other because somebody has someone. Do what you need to do to get what you need to get. And it's a different thing for everybody. So that's that. I wish love. If we had the love and we handle everything in love, we wouldn't have to worry about all these different shootings and whatnot. So, you know,
love.
God bless everybody out there.
Love. There we go. There we go. She ended with love, and, you know, I'm going to do the same. Love is the key. Love yourself. Love others. Love the truth. And love, love. It's not hard to love love, because you just got to love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to y'all next week. Listen here. What qualifies as cheating? Terenzo, going to be good. In 20 seconds, Dr. Williams, what qualifies as cheating?
Anything that your partner thinks qualifies as cheating.
There you go. If I think you can't fall down the steps, you just cheated, okay? Thank you so much, Dr. Williams. We'll be talking to y'all next week.